I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
This is where I get really creepy on you two.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Because I'm married.
Yep.
Not allowed to date.
You're
my
not.
My wife frowns on it. It's so weird.
Oh, that is
strange.
I don't understand. So there's a story out about this woman who's really trying to find the one. So she went on 30 dates in 1 weekend.
I read about that. In 1 weekend.
It's exhausting.
Would either of you do it?
No. A hard no.
Why not? How many, what's your max dates for, or do you need a date to just be like dinner and that's it? Or
I could maybe squeeze in two in a day, but you can't really like give your full attention and energy to someone if you're squeezing in that many people. And then it gets very redundant. You're having the same conversation that you had earlier with that other stranger that you just met.
Wow.
But they don't know that. So it's just in your head, you feel like you're being redundant and you would.
Yeah, because first dates, they always ask the same questions over and over.
I'm pulling up a chair. What do they ask?
You know, just about you and your work and your family and where are you from and where'd you go to school and blah, blah, blah.
Steve is nodding at it. Like, is that?
Kind of to the point where you just want to just print off a sheet and just hand it. Here you go.
Here's my bio.
I'm going to debrief you. Yes. And also, you probably already stalked me on social media and know half of this stuff anyways.
Oh, so. And they have to ask to look like they weren't stalking you previously
exactly.
On social media.
That's awkward.
It is for your gender, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
What are you looking for? Like, when you're going, like, do you want to get married? I know I'm getting all personal, but like, is that
yes,
what?
Yes, I do.
Because like,
yeah.
Steve doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you would not ever do the 30 dates.
I would try and hook up.
So you try to, but you wouldn't. You couldn't
look for a
physically. You're like couldn't do 30 in a weekend.
Oh,
you
that's could for amateurs. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Probably not.
You could do maybe.
What do you think?
I was gonna go over two
the once over,
and then I looked you up and down, and I was like,
one,
half a one.
We're talking like weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes,
so, okay.
With a lot of time in between. So here's the reason I found this fascinating, and I wanted to run this by Amber a little bit. Have you ever heard of the Year of Yes?
No.
There's this. And I don't think it works for men because Steve and I talked about this, like maybe forcing him to do it at one point. But you don't want to find
the
one.
You have to want to be able to find the one like you do, Amber. Yeah.
But I don't think the Year of Yes works for a man because we.
Yes.
Do you just say yes to everyone?
You literally have to say yes to everyone for a year.
You can't say no.
Oh, man. But sometimes there's some weirdos or creepers or.
But it gets you out of your rut. Because you're always looking for.
Am I in a rut?
Well, no.
Well, we don't know. I mean, I don't know you that well, but.
Right. It gets you out of what you're normally looking for in a guy. It forces you to do the opposite of what you're, yeah.
I see where they're going with that. And that could work, potentially. I just.
Because the woman who did it got married. She got what she wanted. And guess what she married?
Number 30?
Something totally different.
100% different than she would ever even go out on a date with.
Yeah.
Wait, so she did 30, but the guy she married could have been number 5.
No, not the 30. The Year of Yes did. The 30.
Oh, the Year of Yes.
Yeah, she didn't find anything.
Yeah.
And I agree with Amber. Like, it's exhausting. And 30 dates, you're not going to get to know anybody because you got to go.
Assembly line.
How long is a date
like
if you get 30 done?
You'd have to speed date this.
Exactly. Like maybe have coffee and then move to the next one.
I don't know how she even moved locations.
She probably didn't.
Yeah.
They probably rotated in. But the Year of Yes, I know, not like, stop.
Okay.
You got, yeah. But the Year of Yes lady, like she had a type. I bet you have a type.
I actually don't. I'm
really
very
don't?
All over the map.
Oh, that helps.
And I do give people that I am not initially attracted to off the bat a chance. I have.
You've gone
I
out on a date.
I truly have.
That's,
absolutely.
You're kind of mildly doing what.
Because
what,
you don't know. And because I have been all over the map, it's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm, you know.
But as a dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't do it.
So yes,
because if I'm not physically attracted, like men, I think men are different. You're attracted to like the whole thing.
Exactly.
We're visual.
If we don't get it up front, like physically
lose interest in everything else.
See, I have a physical type, but I don't always go for that because sometimes your personality jives with someone who looks totally different.
See, I like that.
I'm just saying,
guys are different. Guys,
you,
yeah.
Like if they don't have a certain length of leg, a certain length of hair,
wow.
Like you, it is, dude. You used
guys
to,
are like that though.
Yes. They
it's just
are
totally different.
So since Steve wouldn't do the year of yes when your long distance relationship implodes.
Wow. Okay.
Can we?
Thank you so much.
Can we? I'm not saying I hope that it does, but I do.
Just for this experiment.
Yes, we
alone.
Need this for the show.
You know what she's going to do is, you know what? My man thing, we're getting more serious. Now,
I know so she is. Oh, no, but you know what? If you did the year of yes on the show, you're right. We could never do it because they would be.
Exactly.
Creepers would come out of the woodwork.
Oh, right.
We'd have to do it on the down low.
We would. We'll, you're right. I get to, I don't want anybody yet.
Yeah, I'm a little protective already.
Right.
So, but like just a tentative commitment to doing it if the.
All right, yeah, we'll see. I mean, let's just.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.